A week after the Supreme Court draft opinion that would nullify abortion rights leaked into the public sphere, Democratic lawmakers looked to galvanize voters around the moment. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has the story.
As the first woman to serve as governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, now seeking a full term, has taken an unequivocal stand in support of abortion rights. Her reaction to the leak?
Absolutely horrified.
So much so that she preempted her own announcement of a new lieutenant governor to address the issue. She later took to the podium at a Planned Parenthood rally outside the Capitol.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore!
The next day,
I will always protect reproductive rights and keep abortion access safe in New York.
Her campaign released 2 digital ads. But it goes beyond the gubernatorial race. Progressive political consultant Camille Rivera says candidates in congressional races need to speak to the existential threat.
Particularly for women and for women of color, it could be a life or death situation.
That urgency is deeply felt by progressive candidate Brittany Ramos de Barros, one of 2 Democrats looking to unseat Republican Congressmember Nicole Malliotakis. Her current district includes all of Staten Island and South Brooklyn. Ramos de Barros rallied outside the Brooklyn home of Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. In an interview, she took aim at both the incumbent and her primary opponent, former Congressman Max Rose, who held his own separate protest.
I feel the fury that I think that a lot of people feel right now, that our elected officials have failed us for so long.
For lawmakers already in office, the leak is a reminder that nothing can be taken for granted. That was the stance of State Senator Liz Krueger, who fought for the Reproductive Health Act for a decade to strengthen abortion protections in the state. When it passed 3 years ago, she says her Republican colleagues pushed back, saying things like,
"Oh, you're just inventing a problem that doesn't exist. This is established federal law. There's never going to be an issue for us in New York." Well, who was right then?
Now she wants to see the state adopt legal protections for abortion providers and adopt a state constitutional amendment enshrining abortion access. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.
WNYC's Elizabeth Kim co-reported this story.